I gave your mom scurvy.
A deficiency of vitamin C?
Yep.
How the hell does that work?
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
Stuff.
Hey, Mickey.
Let's figure out this really gay sounding this time.
Paladin.
Hit to the chopper.
And Fort Max.
I have no idea what accent I have. I've been told it's Australia.
Showtime. It's Superhero Time. Woo.
Hooray.
For
Huzzah.
A day at a time.
Well, they've been coming out pretty consistently lately, don't you think?
Yeah, but now that you've said that, it's going to take another week for this episode.
Feels like it's taking longer right now.
I could do that just to piss you off.
You would, too.
Yeah.
Would it really piss us off?
I don't know. He's the one making the comments. What were we talking about?
I don't listen to this shit, so...
Yeah, you've used that one already. It's not funny anymore. Yeah. Okay, so I'm XV. That's Fort Max. Okay, so nobody's going to go
Paladin.
Next.
Mickey. And I'm Paladin still. Sorry.
You guys suck, you know that?
I think we've established that by now.
I'm going to leave that in the show exactly how it was, too. Just to prove that point.
Well, don't gonna introduce me. My feelings are hurt now.
You had your chance.
But I just introduced Paladin.
That was your mistake.
You used your chance poorly, obviously.
I used your mom poorly.
That's what she said.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was portly. Never mind.
So, Power Morphicon was this weekend.
Yep.
Apparently nothing happened.
Thank you again, Bandai.
Well, didn't Bandai have a Q&A panel scheduled?
I looked up the schedule. Nothing on it about Bandai.
That's par for the course, right?
Well, usually something gets down in writing before they cancel it.
Not with Bandai.
No, that's how Bandai usually does. They, show you all this stuff that they plan to make so that you'll actually maybe want it, but probably not. And then they just don't let you ever have it. Like with RPM, remember that? Yeah, I finally saw those, by the way.
Which those?
Did you buy one?
No, I didn't have $15 to blow on one this week.
Aww. The Foam Bravers, or?
Or what? That's the only thing we've been talking about so far.
Okay.
That is purchasable.
Hard to tell sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But boy, those things look like crap.
They certainly do. I can totally see why they gave us those instead of a Dragon Sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a Power Morpher.
We've had three so far.
A real Power Morpher. One that worked with your original Power Coins, too.
One that's not complete bullshit.
And feeds you chocolate. No?
Nah.
Okay.
If it's made of chocolate.
What?
If it's made of chocolate.
Yeah. I had an idea the other day, something they could have done to expand the line that would have been cool and not retarded. You know those
Let somebody besides Bandai do it?
Yes, yes. You remember the accessory swords they put out for the new Megazord, like the tigers?
Motorcycle things?
Yeah, but they had like the animals too that you could plug on as extra arms.
Yeah.
I think so. Why
don't they make auxiliary swords for like a Deinonychus or something? Or a Styracosaurus?
Wouldn't that just be Dino Thunder then? Announced?
Oh, but if you're going to be expanding the line with extra toys to add onto the Megazord, why not make something interesting out of it?
Because it's something fans would actually want.
And this is Bandai.
But it's something kids might have wanted, too, and maybe the line might have done better.
Again, this is Bandai.
Yeah, I know.
They don't know how to market to kids. Or fans.
Or anyone, really.
Or
yeah,
stores.
I was going to say, they don't know how to market, period.
They don't know how to market to the stores, most importantly.
Yeah.
I don't know if Bandai's actually some kind of mafia front for laundering money. they're not really there to do real business. They're sort of there to shuffle things around behind the scenes.
So it's like some big money laundering operation that's being conducted by Bandai of Japan who actually knows a thing or two.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
I can see that.
Like Rick's.
Bandai of America, I don't think is making enough money to actually from the would be actually making enough money from the toys to cover for it.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. I'm just
at
waiting.
This point, I believe it.
I'm just waiting for next year's line to start, and basically no stores willing to carry it.
That's a distinct possibility,
mm-hmm.
unless they lay down some money as incentive.
I'm sure Toys R Us will still handle it, because what won't Toys R Us carry?
Well, right now, Power Rangers.
Really?
But most of the time, they're like your mom. They handle anything and everything.
Yep. Even when there's only a nickel in it for them.
Yep.
But right now, both the Toys R Us is my area. The only thing they have is the Radio Control Megazord. Everything else has been clearanced out.
Mine still has some of the Victor Morph things, but that's about it.
Yeah, actually, the only Power Rangers stuff at Walmart here is the $17 Megazord and the Phone Braver Rangers. There's not any other product.
Our local Walmarts are still selling the Megazord full price.
That's too bad.
Ours recently restocked them in the clearance aisle at full price. I don't know.
So what were we talking about?
Power Morphicon, I think.
I think it started there somehow, but... I shouldn't try to track the conversation. I'll have another aneurysm.
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically what we're good for.
Well, suffice to say, despite Power Morphicon, there really hasn't been any news in the past league.
Yeah.
Oh, there had to be something.
Well, there's that new Gosei mecha.
Paladin!
Yeah. First toy images today of Gosei Ultimate, the fourth and please, hopefully, final mecha for Goseiger.
It's dumb looking. I don't like it.
You like any of the designs in Goseiger?
I like the first one, and I like Gosei Ground.
What about the ostrich?
I like the ostrich. Data sucked.
Well, that's hardly surprising, is it?
And,
yeah.
And Gosei Ultimate still looks like the Time Force Time Ship mode. So
basically what I'm curious about here is why the Goseigers need a spaceship.
Why does God need a spaceship?
Well, if you want to trample
right.
all over the joke,
why does
Fortnite,
God need a starship? You have to space it out better.
Well, it's hard to be Shatner.
It is, but still the best Star Trek movie of all time.
Regardless, though, why a spaceship?
Gosei's in space.
Don't know, and I'm fairly certain
in
I won't
space.
Care either.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. The thing that's disturbing me right now is the face that assembles on its chest.
That's just so... I don't know. I'm trying to find a word better than bad, but
terrible.
Goseiger.
This is Goseiger. Bad is the best you're gonna get, probably.
Bad is a little bit charitable, I think.
What struck me about being so bad about this design is okay. So it transforms from the space jet to the robot mode, and then its sole point of combining with Gosei Great is you just plug the spaceship on the back as a cape, right?
Well, there may be more to it than that. We don't know yet.
It's pretty close to that.
That's what we've seen so far.
Now,
yeah.
Look at the transformation going from jet to robot. It basically, arms go overhead, fold legs up around the body. That's it.
Yep. That's
well,
a Megazord.
Almost all the fourth ones are like that, though.
And it's gappy and ugly and...
What we really have to be...
It's just an abortion of a design.
Well, yes, it's the fourth Megazord of a series, so that's pretty much right. What we have to wonder here, though, is what the battery gimmick for this will be. Because you know there is one.
Maybe it's like you drop it in the tub, but then it kills you.
But then you can't buy any more toys.
I suppose,
yeah,
but...
They wouldn't kill
like
the consumer base like that. Mattel would, but not Bandai.
Yeah. Because Mattel doesn't...
Already.
No, Mattel wouldn't. Then they wouldn't have any... Then they wouldn't have any people to... do stuff just to piss off. So,
I mean, Mattel
tried to kill everyone already. Remember the lead paint?
I don't blame them for that though, because lead paint just looks delicious,
especially when it's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a big, tasty lemon.
Or Ghost milkshake. The Ultimate looks too small to be an auto transformer, I guess.
Yeah, kinda. Probably the face explodes open and something happens behind the
Chompy face. Chompy chest.
You already got one of those.
Maybe the face all contracts together like a big sphincter.
Yeah, that would be pretty appropriate for the series.
Actually, shouldn't it just relax and shit all over you?
Maybe if you turn the switch on and off real fast, it'll contract and release.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I can't figure out what this thing is supposed to do.
Maybe that's the series motto for Ghost Sager.
Yeah, kind of.
Explained in this week's Ghost Sager episode.
No, I don't think it is. I wonder when we can expect this thing to show up in the show, though.
Traditionally, around episode 32 of a series is when we see the last mecha.
And then around 40 is when we get the movie cameo.
Right.
That's not that Super Sentai is always so surprising.
That's going to be really underwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be out sometime in October, and cost is probably a three-figure sum, give or take. Plus shipping.
I just wish I could tell what this thing is supposed to do. Maybe the motorized gimmick is for it to just drive along.
It could be.
Those wheels look awful small for rolling.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe the drive wheel is hidden under the chest face.
Ah, could be.
Maybe that's why it has the chest face there in the first place.
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's
so you want
to
talk about something else?
To sound probable.
Well, see, I figure if it does roll along the floor, it'll basically be a Titanus, and, you know, Gosei Great can ride on it.
And if it is like Titanus, not very well.
At least it'll be good for sending the chase after cats. So that they can be traumatized by Ghost Sager just like we are.
Yes, everyone must share in the misery.
Yep.
Well, enough of this Ghost Sager bullshit. Should we talk about Double now?
Yeah, we don't have a Ghost...
Enough time about it.
Actually, before we do that, though, something else happened this weekend. Anybody know what it is?
Everyone's opinion about David Yost changed?
Besides that.
Oh, then no, I don't know.
Well, it was the 17th anniversary of Power Rangers. Or birthday,
oh,
or however you want to say it.
Were y'all even alive 17 years ago?
I was.
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure. I'll lose track of how young y'all are sometimes.
Aren't I the only one who was ever in the target audience here?
I was 9.
I was probably 7 or 8 when it started.
Oh, you're younger than I am?
Apparently I am.
How old are you?
24.
Wow.
23.
Crap.
I'm as old as your mom.
Shit.
Nobody's that old.
Okay. And, you know, so coincidentally, we got the end of Power Rangers Remastered on the 17th birthday.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
I'd say it went out pretty well, though.
Shame we didn't get Doomsday.
Yeah, I know. They should have skipped ahead or something.
But that montage thing they did is actually pretty nice.
It was. And there wasn't even an ABC logo plastered over it. Because Disney cares about the fans.
They certainly do.
That was the response I was looking for.
No good, I did something right.
I think I already have a clip of you saying that, though.
Yeah, well.
Or maybe it's deja vu, who knows.
Wasn't that an episode?
Feels like we've done that before.
So, the last episode, was that the one with the monster that had the hole in it that we were talking about a few weeks ago?
Yeah, baseball monster.
It was.
So, did they edit that out? Or?
No.
Nope. You still get to look at the Dragonzord battle mode through the hole in the monster's chest.
Bitchin'.
But they added some shiny bits to the actual drilling of the hole.
Well, I was looking at John Green's episode comparisons a little while ago, and that's not the first time they've added the effect shot over the drill going through the monster. But actually,
it makes sense, I guess.
And it looks cooler the way they edited over it, too. I mean, really, with the level of special effects they had then, you can really only dress it up. Might look stupid, but it's still more dressed up.
Yeah.
What was that?
Who was that? So you need to take that, or?
No, it's just a text.
Oh.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So, yeah, no more Power Rangers Remastered.
Although the last episode that aired has one of my favorite bits from season one.
Which is?
Timmy P's Real Brand Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Timmy P's Real Brand Mayonnaise.
Sing it for us, Fort Max.
No.
Well, what? After all the other embarrassing stuff I've made you do on the show, that's any worse?
Yes, it is.
Even I have standards.
Really?
That's news to me.
Well, I haven't been watching Ghost Ager, have I?
Well, that might just be for lack of time. The same reason you didn't watch Double until a long time after.
Speaking of Double.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about that now. Episode 48, because
right.
I'm waiting for the HD version of 49. I might as well enjoy the end of the series in the best quality I can. If it's possible.
49 was up earlier on YouTube, but they made them take it down already.
It got put back up again, though, by someone else. I managed to catch it.
Stop doing that, Paladin. Oh, you know that
49 is pretty great.
What?
The end of 49 is pretty gay. Great.
Pretty gate?
Pretty great.
But 48.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Manly tears were shed.
By actors and viewers alike.
Also, I told you, and also, I knew we hadn't seen the last of Mr. Shonazaki.
Well, he wasn't actually there.
He was a memory, but...
Right. Well, not a Gaia memory, but...
Yeah.
It kind of counts.
Yeah, I still say that if Ryubi was reincarnated as a Gaia memory, it would be Magnificent Bastard.
And the thing was, is that I'm not sure exactly how that was, because Ryubi was talking with Wakana at the same time that, she was with Philip, who was still alive at that point.
Well, do we actually know that Philip was actually talking to her, or she was just hallucinating Philip?
Right. I'm sure there's a certain amount of viewer interpretation put into that scene, you know, where you can basically take it to be how you want it, to an extent.
Yeah.
Remember last time, though, we were talking about how Utopia was the first one to just drop a memory and have it fly into his belt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we were a little bit mistaken there. I've been going back through the early episodes as I've started my marathon up to 49.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryubei did that the first time he transformed on screen. And Wakana did a variation of it. She did something like throwing her memory up in the air and then diving off a balcony and letting it just drop into her belt on her back.
That sounds awesome. Why don't I remember that?
It was
what
in like
was that again?
2 or 3 or something.
Hmm.
One of the early ones. It was shortly before the wedding.
Hmm. The naked wedding.
Well, see, it wasn't actually the wedding that had the nudity. It was Kirihiko being adopted into the family.
Naked adoption, you mean?
They were dressed up for the wedding itself.
Ah, well, okay, whatever.
I know, the fuzzy memories are always the best ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so...
48.
When Kazu gets set on fire by Taboo and is being all awesome and shit, he says, "I'd be dead if not for the fact that I am a never." What is a never?
Oh, that's a tie-in to the movie.
Okay.
Apparently in the movie, all the dope hunts based on Double's memories and Eternal himself are, like, reanimated or something. Through some effect or another, they're immortal.
Okay.
Of course, they probably die in the
very hard to kill.
Yeah, I'm sure they die in the movie anyway, but, you know. So that's how that works.
Okay, because that just sort of dropped on us without any explanation.
Well, of course, it's assumed that you would have seen the movie.
Maybe it will come out by the time this episode aired.
Hmm? What?
Maybe it will come out by the time this episode aired.
It had.
Yeah, the movie was out August 8th.
Well, not for us.
No, not for us. They don't write it for us, though.
They should.
Bastards.
All valid comments, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, 48. Boy.
Pretty excellent.
There's some good acting in it.
Yeah.
And also, I knew right off the bat that the gift was going, that Philip's gift to Shotaro was going to have a Lost Driver in it. So.
Well, it was about the size of the deluxe Lost Driver box, so.
Well, that's not all that was in there. So.
Yeah, I know. Just laugh. So anyway.
Psycho died.
Yeah, that seems to be a lot of that going around, doesn't there?
Usually happens that way. Just death in general, I think.
Yeah.
Rule of threes. But hey, Shroud's still alive.
Yeah.
In her creepy blue forest.
So I guess.
With the dirt bike?
Yes, with the dirt bike.
Surviving isn't bad.
Huh?
1 out of 5 Sonozaki surviving isn't bad. It's like a 20% success rate.
5?
Oh, no. Wakana survived.
The cat survived, too.
Yeah, 40%.
Okay.
Yeah, see, the statistics are getting better all the time.
So really 3 out of 6, so half of them did.
Of course, the cat's probably like...
Whether or not, on whether you count Rack and Ruin as 1 bots or 2.
Fort Max.
I don't count them at all because they don't matter.
Of course, you know, the cat's probably like 15 or 20 years old anyway, so I'm sure he'll be dead tomorrow or something.
Maybe the cat's never.
Maybe. Maybe the cat jumped into the Gaia fountain after Philip, and it came back the same way. See, that's what the backup plan should have been after Wakana didn't get to fuse with the Earth. They should have tried to do it with the cat.
I think they just started just tossing people in left and right.
And just wait for one to work out.
We'll get a Priest of the Earth or everyone will be turned into memories anyway. It doesn't matter.
Though granted, they probably wouldn't want the cat as Priest of the Earth.
It would just sleep all day.
So yeah, no
that
more.
And demand. Well, that and could easily be defeated by being scratched in the right place on the neck.
Or grabbed in the right place on the neck.
Or waving a metal stick around.
Or a spray bottle full of water. Bad cleric. So yeah, no more Mask Rider Double. Or Extreme.
Well, y'all still got 49 to watch. The thrilling conclusion.
Well, and there's also this winter... Movie Wars 2011.
We'll be back for that, right?
I'm sure they'll do something weird for that, yeah.
They usually do that, don't they?
Probably be better than what they had to do for Decade.
Yeah, for Decade, they even had to re-air the last 2 episodes of that to change the ending to tie into the movie better.
Decade was kind of a mess, wasn't it?
I guess
so. An awesome mess.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed Decade, but...
From what I've gathered, it doesn't look like they planned it out too well.
They were probably a little bit rushed, since it was only planned to be 31 episodes in the first place.
Yeah.
So actually making Decade's own story was kind of a problem. So, Mickey, now that Double is over with, what are you going to do now?
Mm-hmm. Well, I figure I'd start writing... Sorry, I can't think right now. Okay, I'll try again. I figure I'd start watching an older Mask Rider series.
You can watch Kuga.
I watched the first 2 episodes of Dino.
What do you think of that?
It's okay.
You can watch Kabuto.
Which one is Kabuto? Is that the...
The one that came before Deno.
Oh, okay. Kuga is the was old Dragon one,
Knight, right?
What?
Kabuto was Dragon Knight, right?
That's Ryu. Oh, is it? Okay, I thought... Which one is Kiva, then?
The one that came after Deno.
I thought that was Decade. God, this is confusing.
No, yeah. Decade comes after Kiva. Look, it's very simple. If you would have watched Decade and to the part where he got the K-Touch, you would know what order all of the Masked Rider series came in.
He's got the K-Touch?
He's got the K-Power.
Now hell's breaking loose. He's riding the K-Storm.
Okay. So what was the question again?
What to do now that Double's gone.
Right. So what are you going to do now that Double's O's. Over with? What?
I guess I can watch O's.
Hope O's is good.
It doesn't look very good.
But it's got soda cans that turn into little robot pets.
Well, I just remember...
And someone running around in his underwear.
The last time I got excited about a show by just by the pre-release images and toys and stuff...
It was Ghost Ager.
Yeah, and I kind of got burned by that.
Yeah, I understand. I had the same experience with Operation Overdrive.
I think everyone did.
Yeah.
Maybe
so. I
still
stand by my earlier theory. Shin Kenger went away and gave us Ghost Ager. Now Double, which is probably just as awesome as Shin Kenger, is going away and we're getting this O's shit.
No, see. Double is awesome on the scale of Go-Onger rather than Shin Kenger.
So the next one theoretically should be a Shin Kenger.
Which is still perfectly good.
So the pattern is the pattern is good shit then.
The pattern is really good, and yeah, crap.
Okay.
And then hopefully, you know, really good again the next time. Of course, by that model, then Geki Ranger must have been the last crap series, and that was really good, too. It was no Go-Onger, though. Well, I like Geki Ranger a lot. I don't like Ghost Ager at all.
For what little I've watched of Geki Ranger, I didn't care for Red too much.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yes. Not easy to get a good impression when the series starts off with wrestling panda bears.
Get better.
If it started off eating panda bears, that would be awesome.
Clubbing baby seals.
I bet your pandas taste delicious.
Actually, you got me a little curious now. I'm sure somebody somewhere has eaten one and could tell us.
I want to eat a panda, and I want to eat a koala burger. And it should have like little ears on top of it. I want to eat a swan because they're so pretty.
Aren't swans supposed to be like really mean though?
Yeah.
They are.
See, so then you can't really feel bad about eating one.
I just imagine like they'd be like the bird equivalent of angel food cake.
So they would be mostly air and taste like nothing?
It's more like a delicate, dainty meat, I think.
I don't think delicate and dainty can go with meat.
That's why I'm curious as to what they taste like.
They probably taste like chicken. Or worse, turkey.
See, you're just jaded.
Yes.
You've gotten tired of eating meat.
I want some bison.
I've had bison, actually.
Bison's a little dry.
It's a little dry, but it tastes really good. It's got a real strong flavor that I like. If you make it into a hamburger and do it just right, it comes out really good. Plus, you know, then you're eating a bison burger.
Yeah.
With pepper jack cheese.
Although, you could probably still call it a hamburger since, you know, there's no ham in a hamburger anyway, so it's just a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's your point?
You don't have to change the name to once you put the bison in the meat.
Well, it's just, you know, hamburger is generally understood as being made of beef. So that then when you substitute a different kind of meat in the hamburger, you usually append the name of the other meat for distinction purposes. Like a turkey burger.
You know who likes eating lots of different meat?
Your mom?
Your mom. So I guess we're talking about Ghost Ager then.
No, there's no new episode subtitled.
Oh, we just got on a tangent. I just figured we were talking about Ghost Ager before.
No, I think what it is though is that episode 48 of Double was just so awesome and dare I say even kind of moving that we just don't really know what to say about it.
The episode just kind of just speaks for itself, really. I mean,
I mean, you really have to watch it. That's all I can really say about it.
There's not really a lot of crazy head-scratching moments to it. It's just solid acting and a moving conclusion to everything.
Yeah, it's a great culmination for the whole series. The fact that we get an epilogue episode immediately afterward is just icing.
Definitely.
Or as Shotaro would say, the series was 80% determination and everything else is a bonus.
Oh, I know something we can mention here is that when Shotaro saves Wakana from Utopia's James Bond villain death trap, where he basically got her strapped to a metaphorical rocket aimed at space.
What is wrong with these people?
The only thing that was really missing was a big red LED countdown clock.
You know, this episode really does prove how much of a badass Shotaro can be just by himself.
Yep.
Because he goes in there, punches Utopia in the face without being transformed, and rescues Wakana.
Yeah.
And doesn't die.
Now that's hard-boiled.
Damn right it's hard-boiled. I think he's graduated from the half-boiled thing.
Also,
but you know what it is? It's Narumi's hat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's got the boss's spirit in it.
It has the power to block energy blasts.
Yeah, that was kind of something when he caught Utopia's punch with the hat. And the hat didn't catch on fire or anything. Hard-boiled.
I like how he brought the memory gadgets with him because he realized he could still use them.
Yeah.
It was a nice little touch thing. Hey, we even forgot about this stuff.
Well, he still didn't use the watch, though, did he?
There was a watch?
The spider watch.
How else did he tie Utopia up?
Oh, okay. Is that what he did with it? Is that what he did with it?
Yeah.
I'd assume so.
Okay, well, that's fine then.
And Frogpod said something again. Nice.
Frogpod did the only thing it is capable of doing, which is making stupid noises.
But it could be capable of so much more.
Yeah, if you could use it to copy memory powers, by which I mean the name of the memory, you could do all kinds of fun stuff with it.
Maybe you just need to, like, put a USB driver into it with, like, Kazaa on it or something.
Now that's a dated reference.
Well, that goes how shows you how far back my pirating goes.
Well, at least you didn't say Napster.
Yeah.
For me, it was WinMX, but, you know, we're kind of going off on a thing again.
I went off on your mom's thing.
She died.
So, do we want to keep talking about episode 48, or should we, like, move on?
We shall finish the talk with a giant bicycle kick of doom.
I don't think that'll come across well in audio.
Oh, well.
I mean, we don't come across well in audio anyway, but, you know, seems like a wasted effort.
I come across well in your mom.
In audio?
Yeah. Both audios.
Okay. Well, I think we're done with that for now.
I hope so.
You know, there's one thing I'm wondering about, though. And I don't know if 49 clears it up any. When Philip disappeared, I know Cyclone probably went with him, but what about Luna and Heat? I mean, are those still floating around somewhere?
I don't know. I kind of imagine it wouldn't really matter, though, because aren't those more like adjective memories for Shatara's main memory, though? I mean, he couldn't really use them without one of the left side memories, right?
Well, he could probably still use them for maximum drive.
Hmm. I don't know.
You know, if those memories are around, and also the other weapons, like the metal shaft and the trigger magnum, if all that stuff is still around, he could potentially still use it by itself.
Well, can you use the Lost Driver with anything other than Joker?
Well, I presume it would work with Skull.
But with metal and what's the other one?
Heat.
No, Trigger.
Trigger is one of Shotaro's memories.
Right, yeah. Would metal and Trigger work in a Lost Driver? Because I don't think we've ever seen that, have we?
No. But technically, Joker shouldn't work in the Lost Driver anyway, since it's a left side memory. And the Lost Driver has a silver slot. See, on the Double Driver, they're color-coded.
I did not know that.
Because you don't pay attention. All of Shotaro's memories have gold tips on them. So technically, Joker shouldn't work in the Lost Driver's silver slot anyway. Yes, your mom's silver slot, etc., etc.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not even thinking, like, for transformation purposes, although I'd love to see Masked Rider Trigger, because I love that shade of blue. But I'm just thinking if the Trigger Magnum and the Metal Shaft can still be used by themselves, why not, you know?
For all we know, that could be part of Movie War 2011.
That would be cool if it was.
I'm sure stores would jump at the chance to have exclusives like, you know, Kamen Rider, Metal, Trigger, and, you know, whatever else for it. For special figures.
Maybe not.
I don't know, but Kamen Rider Joker is already going for crazy amounts. That's exclusive to somewhere.
Tamashii Web Store. Yeah. Which is basically Bandai's own internet website thing.
Like their version of eHobby.
Or Hasbro Toy Shop.
Yeah.
That's where they put all the stuff they can't actually get a store to carry.
Bandai of America should have one of those.
Yes, but see, the trick with that would be that Bandai of America eventually would not carry their own products anymore either. And on that note, let's go take a break.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
The site that brought you the best in reviews and photography for the last 5 years now brings you video. FigureReviews.com now features our video-enhanced podcast and video reviews, starting with our special 200th review, plus our normal high-quality text and photo coverage. Toy reviews, photography, and now video. FigureReviews.com.
Wanting to do toy reviews of the candy toy Ostrich Zord and Mystic Wonder.
Go Say Wonder, not Mystic
Go Say Wonder.
Wonder,
yeah. Not much to say about Go Say Wonder. It's very purple.
Grape.
Very, very purple.
You said that already.
Yeah.
What color is it?
I think it's green.
Lavender.
Let's see, and everything on it is molded in purple purple plastic. So, only other color is going to be stickers. So, but of course it has the gator head for a gator header, a dolphin header, which doesn't have any blue on it like the full sized one does. Of course, have the red header is. You also have the elephant header and the beetle header for
Beetleborgs?
Kabuto.
Yeah, but the beetle header makes no sense whatsoever.
Why not?
It doesn't. I don't think even the full-sized one has any pink or white on it.
So? What, you expect the elephant to go on pink Zord?
Pink
the elephant is very has a lot of yellow on it.
So it's on parade.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's just an issue with mine or if there's just mold issues, but the stuff doesn't seem to fit together as well as the original version of the mold.
Maybe you put it together wrong.
I believe that.
And, the helmet's kind of difficult to snap onto the head, but aside from that, it's pretty good. The of course, it has the axe that also can be held by the main, by the Red Ranger's header, like, again, like the full-size toy.
Wouldn't it be actually the Purple Ranger's header, since it's purple? That's what we need, a purple Ghost Ager.
No, no more, please. The fewer we have, the quicker it'll get over with.
Maybe Ghost Age Ultimate. Well, maybe it'll be like the Go-Roader of Ghost Ager.
And
see, that won't happen because Go-Roader was good.
Or it could be the Zubon.
Or it could
be closer to that, I think.
Or it could be the toy line belong to a toy line only Ranger.
Well, they don't really have those in Japan.
They might when it comes here.
That doesn't really qualify for anything right now, though.
Damn.
And also, from the same set, you also had the Mystic Brother, a.k.a. better, which simply...
Mystic Runner.
Yeah, Mystic Runner, a.k.a. Ostrich Sword.
Yeah, just stick with Ostrich Sword.
Yeah,
that's
Ostrich Sword is excellent. And it's completely green plastic, but you have plenty of sticker color details. However, you don't have any white on the egg halves. It's as standard, but more poseable than the full-size toy. The egg does split in half. It mounts on the feet. Also can, has little tabs that slip out that let Data's Hyper use them as boxing gloves.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
And, of course, it can attach to the header ports. And also, since the egg connects to it, plugs into the header port using a 5mm peg, that means also
you can mount Ostrich Zord on the Transformers.
Well, that, and also you can mount the Ostrich Zord instead of mounting an arm on the Megazord. So, however, you don't get full use of the spinny gimmick, since the part that spins freely isn't the legs, but it looks cool. But it's
how
good.
The candy?
And, same candy. Off-brand Sweet Tarts. And also this set comes with a re-release of Gosei Great, so...
Because you need that to fully form Gosei Wonder.
Right.
Yeah. See, if it was Bandai of America, they wouldn't care about that.
Yeah, they would have canceled Gosei Great by now.
They would have released Gosei Wonder and the Ostrich Zord by themselves.
No. They'd release Gosei Wonder with
of the other Zords, right?
Well, no. Or identical versions.
So you'd have to rebuy the whole thing anyway.
Yeah.
One of them would come with crane slippers.
Well, see, that's what I was talking about with the crippled versions of the Zords.
Even in Wild Force, if you got the Zords, you would have an extra of the Yellow Ranger Zord. You got the exact unchanged Zord in both the Wild Force Megazord and the Konga Zord.
And technically a double Bison Zord, too.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the other Bison Zord simplified?
And it had a motor in it.
Okay, so it was simplified in one way and then screwed up in another.
Complified.
I'm going to go with screwed up.
It was Bandai.
Bandai
should be a verb.
And they do that instead of releasing the elephant.
Right.
Though, granted, the I never got it because I stopped with getting the Zords and stuff midway through the series, but I did like what they did with the with the red bird, whatever that was called.
Falcon?
Yeah. Where they pretty much had electronics in it, and it actually looked decent.
You know, they kind of screwed over Jungle Fury 2 wherein you couldn't get a complete set of the Zords in any scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that irritated me.
That me box too. Set was nice, though.
Well, yeah, but you still needed the Jungle Master.
Yeah, and that was one of the ones that they only... That one they only released in deluxe scale, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, there was a Jungle Master in the Microzord scale.
Ah.
Microzords don't count.
Microzords are awesome.
Yeah, they're really nice.
When you can get all of them.
Right.
So, for Jungle Fair, the deluxe swords, at least, was... It was all of them except for what... There was, like, one or two of them that didn't make it over here, right?
Okay. In Jungle Fury, they released the deluxe Jungle Pride Megazord and the Jungle Master Megazord. None of the auxiliary Zords or the Rhino.
Now, you can get the Rhino from the DisneyStore.com, I believe.
Yeah, they did the full-size Rhino later on.
Oh, okay.
And I think there's one or two of the auxiliary Zords you get from the Disney Store website as well.
They also did a thing called the Ultimate Megazord with deluxe-sized Lion and Chameleon Zords.
Really?
Yeah.
Disney Store sucks.
Yeah, we know.
Well, they didn't charge you anything cheaper than it cost to import it anyway, so...
Disney Store sucks.
Yeah.
Exemplified.
And we don't have to deal with their shit anymore.
Pretty much. So we were talking about, like, candy toys,
yeah,
weren't we?
Somewhere in here.
Yeah. I'd rather have candy toy Geki Ranger stuff anyway. So anyway, Fort Max.
So yeah, they're good.
Aren't the candy toy kits usually pretty good, though? I mean, in general?
If you like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're good toys, too, so...
Yeah, how can you argue against little posable Megazord toys? They should go and do a series of classic candy toys.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Well, candy toy Megazord.
I wish I had to go on your candy toys, so...
Or at this point, you could just import the Microzords.
Yeah.
Probably work out to be about the same.
Give or take.
They're probably just as hard to find at this point, too.
No painting required with the Microzord, though.
That's right.
So that's of course,
but then you have to worry about Bandai quality control.
And you don't with these?
Well, probably not in the same way.
I can say that I've never had a problem with any Gundam kit I've ever bought.
There you go. Okay, so...
I'm gonna seal those packages.
Okay, so let's take another break.
Yeah. Go say, go say, fight for wins. Dance, so let's go do your best. Red peak in the sky, red peak in the sky. Black cattle on the line, blue in the sea. Ooh, jump up, ooh, jump up. Ooh, dance now, G-O-S-E-I-G-E-R. Fight.
Hello, this is Brian Kilby from Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts. I wanted to let you guys know about our contest for September. We are giving away a Rodimus Minor. Yes! Transformers animated Rodimus Minor, which is a Toys R Us exclusive and super, currently, hard to find. All you have to do is go to tfvideo.net, which takes you directly to our YouTube channel, and subscribe. It's that simple. You can actually earn extra points if you submit a video to us telling us why you should win Rodimus Minor. But you don't have to. It would be cool, though. We'll play that on the show. So, again, go to tfvideo.net, tfvideo.net, and subscribe. It's that simple. We'll be announcing the winner on the September 29th show, so you have until September 28th to subscribe to our YouTube channel again at tfvideo.net, tfvideo.net. Again, this has been Brian Kilby. Good luck. Now back to Superhero Time.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Hey, guess what?
What?
They just released the subtitles for episode 27. You want to stop and go get that now and then continue after we watched it?
No, hell no.
Let's just comment on it live.
Well, Paladin, that just means that we'll probably do 2 episodes next week. Okay, so are we ready to talk about whatever?
That thing?
Do we have a countdown till we start?
Huh?
Do we have a countdown till we start?
No.
No?
Why should we?
Because it's a countdown to destruction.
So?
A countdown would be appropriate in this case.
I'll dub one in later.
That's a lot.
Just probably the start of the long version of the in-space theme.
That'll work. Unless you think you can do it just as well, Fort Max.
No.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space!
Yeah, it'd be funny if there's even longer version of the long version where it started at 20.
I was thinking 30.
Or just like a full minute countdown.
You know, it's a shame. Fort Max won't even try stuff anymore. Where will
Doubles
our
over.
What?
There's no point.
But nobody's perfect.
Nice.
Maybe we should all do karaoke of Double Boiled Extreme.
Yeah.
Okay, Fort Max starts. Well, no, that's a song for 2 people to sing. I don't think it would work with 4.
No, we'd be doing double the 2 people.
It's not like it would... Anything ever works on this show anyway, so...
Something must work on this show. I work on this show.
Your recorder doesn't.
It is this week.
Your mom works on this show.
Well, cheapest help I can find, you know.
Well, she's easy to find. You just have to look up. I guess because she's tall or something. I don't know.
If she's so fat, she jumped in the air and got stuck.
There you go.
That was actually pretty good. Okay, so... Do we want to, like, do this, or...
So why did Astronomer's hair change colors?
Why not?
Okay.
Because she had, like, this awesome space technology that let her change your hair color anytime. Or something.
Because it's space. Shit happens.
Because she had a whole wig department. Okay, so do we want to start?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
So, being that it's the 17th anniversary of the start of Power Rangers, we thought we would take a look at an episode that has basically nothing to do with that. Why did we pick Countdown to Destruction?
Well, because this is the end of the Disney era.
And we need something to wash Overdrive out of our mouths.
Wait, what does Disney have to do with this?
Well, okay, it's the end of the Disney era, it's the end of Power Rangers Remastered, it's the end of Double, and so we're going to watch the end of the Zordon era.
Something that, you know, visually represents the end of all things.
Okay. Works for me.
It's a concept episode this week on Superhero Time.
How highbrow?
Your mom's highbrow.
By which you mean she's a headmaster?
She certainly is.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
So, Countdown to Destruction is from In Space, which is one of the best Power Ranger series.
Right.
Despite
it's also
the wussiest Red Ranger of all.
Countdown to Destruction is also possibly the best series ender in all of Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't argue with that, actually.
It was planned as the series ender, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It definitely shows.
And it wouldn't have been inappropriate, either. Countdown to Destruction gave us one thing that, until RPM, no other series had given us. Which is the total domination of Earth.
Yeah.
More or less.
The end of the world. The better way to end a series.
Well, I feel fine, but you know.
And is Countdown to Destruction the first time a good guy has died? Or did someone die before this?
It might be.
Maybe. Guess it could be.
Since none of us can apparently think of an example,
well,
I'm saying, yeah, it is.
Zordon's various finest warriors.
Apparently they weren't that fine.
And let's see, there was...
Well, see, the problem with Zordon's Finest Warriors is they probably weren't teenagers with attitude.
They were all the same... They were all the exact same guy, too, with...
Well, you're the one who said various Finest Warriors.
Well, yeah, but except that it was... that except that both of his Finest Warriors were the same guy.
One you're of them the one was who set by... the, you're the one who set the joke up, so why are you the one taking it apart now?
No, I'm saying both of his Finest Warriors were reused stock footage of a guy being attacked by Nasty Knight.
Right. They got a lot of mileage out of that clip.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how about the Battleizer in this series?
Well, it was the first one. Last two.
It certainly is a rubber ass, isn't it?
It's a rubber everything.
Well, so is Andros. It fits.
No.
Oh,
he's wooden.
Good.
Very wooden.
I like how it turns him into an A's Masters of the Universe figure.
Can't be. He still has a shirt on.
But he looks like he doesn't. I mean, he might as well not.
Well, no, couldn't be an 80s Master of the Universe figure. No furry pants.
No, it basically just turns him into a generic comic book character. Or, you know, a Power Rangers action figure.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was the closest a Power Rangers figure ever got to looking to the on-screen version.
At least until Jungle Fury.
Well, yes, Jungle Fury was great about the... build of the action figures, but that's not really what we're talking about anyway.
Yeah. So, Kent and Destruction is... What triggers these events, exactly?
I think what it is that Dark Spectre is close to draining all of Zordon's energy off. So at this point, he's able to power a full-scale invasion of the galaxy / universe, depending what part you listen to.
Okay.
And remember, in the episodes before this, they've been whittling down the Rangers' Megazord supply, so by this point, I guess he thinks they can win.
Yeah, the Mega Voyager was already destroyed.
Yeah.
And the Delta Megazord before that.
Right.
So they're just left with the Mega Winger and Astro Megazord, and Mega Winger
belongs to Zane, so it's stupid by default.
Yeah. Well, and then the Mega Winger gets heavily damaged and isn't seen again.
Gets heavily damaged by having two Velocifighters slam into it.
Yeah.
That thing kind of sucks.
Again, it belongs to Zane.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go ahead and get the Zane talk out of the way.
He's a douche.
What a douche.
There.
just copy that sound clip 50 times and it sums him up.
I'll do that and intersperse it throughout the conversation.
He's like... the worst frat boy you have ever seen.
You know, he tried to date Andros' sister.
See?
Tried? He did.
I mean, really, what's wrong with him? She was still evil then, too.
And before trying she got off, Silver Bullet implants.
One at a time.
He's like a douchey version of Silver Bolt.
Except he's actually less silver.
Yeah, it kind of changes colors, doesn't it? Sometimes it's silver, sometimes it's white. You know.
Well, yeah, that's a U.S. suit. That's white, so...
Yeah, I just think it's funny they couldn't find gray fabric.
Finding
they used
the
up
right...
all their budget on explosives again.
Finding the right color of fabric seems to be a frequent problem.
Not really.
Understand.
This was
not
really
the right
first
shape.
Time that they'd have it where the... fact color of the fabric was noticeably different.
Well, take a look back at Green Ranger.
That's not the color of the fabric. It's using fabric.
No, I'm not talking about the shield, I'm talking about the color of the suit. American Green Ranger is all bright, saturated green. Sentai
version is a very dark forest green.
Right.
Yeah.
Power Rangers is very has colors, remember?
No, Fort Max, this is not a difference between the film stock and the videotape.
That was a joke.
You know, it... the fabric was just a completely different color between Sentai and Power Rangers.
But still, it wasn't anywhere near as noticeable as this.
I thought it was.
You know what was great about this episode? Diva Talks.
Well, yes.
Diva Talks and Lord Zedd and Rita.
Diva Talks' appearances throughout In Space were always pretty entertaining.
Yeah, well, Diva Talks is usually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, she was one of the better series villains.
Yeah, I'm both in writing and acting.
Right.
She was fun.
Well, in acting,
a lot of that from villains.
In acting, once the movie actress came back.
Yeah.
After she had her kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bulk and Skull, we've talked about this before, too, but it was just their complete awesome moment.
Absolutely.
And of course, on you also got to see return of the Alien Rangers, the Blue Centurion, the Phantom Ranger, the Gold Ranger.
And all just to see them get their asses kicked.
Yes. And also,
which
one
kind of fun.
Of course, one thing that I've always found, that I've always noticed, is that in the scene, I think, where the Gold Ranger and Blue Centurion are captured.
No. Blue Centurion and Phantom Ranger were together. Gold Ranger was fighting by himself.
Okay, yeah. The Blue Centurion and... Well, Gold Ranger, I think, was with the Aqualian Rangers.
No, I'm pretty sure... Aqualian Rangers.
Aqualian. Okay, but yeah. Blue Centurion and Phantom Ranger is...
Aqualian Rangers? What?
It's been a while since I've seen... Aqualian Ranger episodes. I think I'm kind of combining Aquation and Alien for...
I like it.
But yeah, it's
their powers are based on quail.
But yeah, you have various recycled suit monsters. But one of them is menacing the Blue Centurion and Phantom Ranger with the Red Dragon Thunderzord staff.
Yeah, well, you do what you can, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't using it anymore.
Which I don't. Did
it was a trophy.
The Red Dragon Thunderzord suit ever show up in any Saban footage?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, they probably had it shipped over to them just in case they wanted to use it.
Yeah, they probably got it with the Thunder Megazord
yeah.
And White Tiger Zord suits.
They obviously dug a bunch of the other suits out of mothballs to do those scenes, so it makes sense to use them.
Yeah, I mean, they had to.
Series.
What?
They've been using old suits all series.
Right.
Especially
starting with Zeo, a lot of them would show up in, like, crowd scenes.
Yeah, and even ones that Saban hadn't used before.
Yeah. I mean, they had the stuff around. They always get the stuff from Toei every year.
Yeah, they pretty much get whatever stunt suits that they had that were still possibly usable.
Right. Because a lot of time they'll repair them themselves if they have to.
Yeah.
If they decide to
use
them. Yes. I don't know how does this relate to Countdown to Destruction anymore.
No, this actually isn't really related either. The cogs from Zeo. What is up with that stop motion film trick they use with that? Why do they do that? It's very irritating.
I think it's to make them look more robotic in their movements.
It just gives me headaches and maybe small seizures.
Which,
I'm not certain which.
Which stop motion trick?
Or the film only records like every fifth frame or something. It makes it look all jerky. Like it's...
Yeah, stop motion is really not a good description. It's more like stuttery.
Yeah.
I've only really seen that trick used in the stock O-Ranger footage.
Well, that's probably what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's right here at the beginning of Countdown to Destruction is what I'm noticing it from.
Once the cogs start deploying places.
It's probably just a cheap film trick.
It looks bad, and it's irritating. And
I've
the
never
Japanese
really
didn't
found
it with.
Irritating.
Yeah, but you're Australian,
what irritating is.
Yeah, and of course, I believe this was also the only General Mooks that didn't make a return were Rita's
Tengas.
Putties.
Tengas. They didn't come back
they
for
don't
this.
Count.
I thought we saw Tengas.
We saw Z Putties.
Yeah.
I didn't notice any Tengas in there.
I think there were a couple ones.
Probably all the...
Nobody liked Tengas anyway.
It was probably all the suits that had survived.
Yeah.
The rest of them ended up in yard sales.
And I'm considering the Rita Putty suits were probably altered into the Z putty, so.
Of course, it's not like they couldn't have made some new Rita putty suits.
No, of course not.
I mean, those are among the simplest foot soldier costumes.
But still, they only had so many helmets for them, so.
Yeah.
And those were all used for the Z putties.
Do the Z putties' heads look different than the regular putties' heads?
Oh, yeah, they're kind of like wearing hoods. Sort of.
Okay. That's about it.
Yeah, pretty much. Same basic.
The regular
shape.
Putties used in the Saban footage were all wearing hoodish things anyway, so.
Were they?
Yeah.
Or they could just film Z putties in one scene and then film regular putties in the other one.
Or they could just do like they didn't have the Z putties only show up for like 5 seconds total.
Yeah.
Well, that's all they're good for.
I bet you there's the cutscene that's showing you all the stuff we're missing.
Probably sitting with the scene of Optimus Prime turning to dust.
That totally happened.
In Countdown to Destruction?
Yeah. I saw it happen. I had a torrent of it that I watched.
Okay, so talking more about the episode itself, though. Once Astronema's forces invade Earth and beat back the Rangers the first time,
not just the Rangers, but all of Earth's defenses.
Okay, but what I'm getting to, though, is at one point, Carlos and TJ are talking about what to do next, and Carlos specifically talks about trying to start a human resistance with the parts of the population that have not been captured yet.
A smart idea, I guess. It's normally what you'd see in this kind of situation.
Well, that's kind of my point. It's a surprising thing to be in Power Rangers, to talk about getting the civilians involved in the fighting directly. Which, of course, TJ shoots down for that very reason. Of course, haha, the joke's on him. Later on, the civilians decide to do that themselves anyway.
Yeah, we can't have the regular people learn to defend themselves, and we'd be useless.
Well, see, that's why they went and bought all that Starship Troopers gear later. So that they'd have weapons in case this ever happened again.
Right.
And plus, if they watch Starship Troopers, they know that gear doesn't do shit to protect you anyway, so.
Yeah, but who even watched Starship Troopers?
I did.
But no, it's the little details like that really make this episode stand out. For as much as they could, they tried to portray the conquest and then subsequent occupation of Earth as realistically as possible under the circumstances. You know, they showed
it as an actual end of the world scenario.
Yeah, I mean, they showed that one group of people that Bulk and Skull were with starting to doubt the Power Rangers would come and save them this time.
Yeah.
Because even at that point, the Rangers were doubting it, too. You know, I mean, they really did this in a pretty serious way, which is what makes it really stand out among all the other series endings. Even with RPM, which presented at least a similar basic scenario, once you got into the dome, into Corinth, it was like life was completely normal.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of took away from the what word do you want to use here?
Robot apocalypse?
Okay. It took
Mad Max?
It took some of the gravity
despair.
Of these circumstances away.
But it was necessary to do it that way because of the Zord footage.
Well, yes, I mean, I understand why there's the difference. I'm just saying, though, the nearest equivalent to this still didn't come close to the same kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I realize it's necessary because of the Zord footage. And really, watching the Megawinger go down just reinforces for me, we need to have more American-made Zord footage. Because it really looks nice when they actually do it.
Yeah.
When they actually try, yeah.
Yeah. It's all bright and, bright.
Detailed.
It does look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most of the time when they do it, they're
interesting as well.
Most of the time when they're doing it, they're filming it outdoors, so it looks more realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, you get real sunlight on there. It's not the Yeah, I mean, it is mostly soundstage. Yeah. Sometimes the stuff does get shot outside, but very rarely.
Of course, it kind of defeats the purpose when the Mega Winger gets taken down in like a minute.
Not the point, though.
Yeah, true.
You know, I mean, it's just another example of where American Zord footage looks really nice. Just because of how they do it.
Yeah.
The fact that it involves Zane's Zord getting shot down is just icing on the cake.
Yeah, especially since they weren't having to splice it in with any other footage.
Right. Yeah, I mean, just like most of the series finales, the only Sentai footage used in this was a few bits of stock footage for attacks.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that also makes all the series endings stand out. It's basically all original footage.
Yeah.
Usually yep. shot in a downtown location that they can't afford to use for the run of the series.
Well, they can't afford to use it. It's that they can't afford to do it.
Well, no, part of the problem with shooting in the cities is all the permits and road yeah. closures they have to account for. And it costs them a lot of money to do, so they tend to only do it once.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those are on various studio backlots.
Maybe some of it, but I mean, this is something that's been known for a while. They always try to do this special for the series enders
yeah.
to make it look like something big's going on, that they're in the middle of the city doing it.
Yeah.
They could save some money by not closing the streets.
Yeah, they yeah. could just wait for some cars to drive through and send the guys in the Quantron suits running after it.
But yeah, and on the thing of American-made Zord footage, one piece of American Zord footage that I've always liked is the destruction of the Thunder Zords.
Where they just kind of stand there and fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty well handled, too.
Yeah, the fight before it doesn't look that good, but that's because they're having to splice in Die Ranger, Zoo 2, and American footage.
See, that's the thing, too. At that point, didn't they have the Rito suit available?
Yeah.
They could have made their own Rito versus Thunder Zords fight. And had it all look consistent. Now, granted, then the fight with Rito and the Ninja Zords later would have looked terrible by comparison. But, you know.
Yeah. But of course, granted, it's part of this is also that they decided they had to use, but of course, they had all the Zoo 2 monster suits that were in that fight as well, but still, they also probably didn't only had the budget to make so much.
I guess.
They probably blew most of it on the Zords being destroyed.
Which, I guess if they had to choose one or the other, they didn't make a bad choice.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else was I going to... Okay, let's talk about Zordon here.
Yeah.
He died, like your mom.
I don't think your mom's that shiny.
I was going to say, when your mom dies, I don't think a purification wave emerges.
Maybe a nastification wave. Yeah, although everyone would probably catch Burning Justice.
Yeah, Zordon sure did burn everything down, didn't he?
Gloriously.
He finally did something helpful.
And I do wish the Rito suit was still usable, because it would have been nice to see him one last time.
Yeah, but for as much as you saw, like, Goldar, yeah. you know, it wouldn't have even really been worth it, I don't think.
Yeah. I like how Lord Zedd got skin.
Yeah, burned off all that muscle down to the skin. What?
And the classy suit.
Yeah. Now, was that actually Ed Neal then?
Yes.
So I thought.
Yeah, they had the people who were, they had the suit actors as the purified form, so.
Right. Well, it's probably better than Robert Axelrod.
Yeah.
No offense to Robert Axelrod. But yeah, and that was the only time you get to see Divatox's whole face, too.
Yeah. Purified and hinting at that plot element they never followed up on.
Oops.
Well, they Turbo was kind of go ahead mess. And make it so that you could
basically figure it out.
Yeah, even beforehand you could figure it
out.
Well,
of course, but I mean they followed through on it as best they could.
Yeah.
Without actually calling attention to the plot point again.
Yeah.
That was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty awesome. The whole
yeah,
episodes.
Some of the best. The only thing that would have made it better is if it had Psycho Rangers in it.
Well, they saved that for next year.
Yeah. And got a reasonably awesome product out of that, too.
Yeah. Well, there's the Psycho Rangers.
Yeah, but I just mean the crossover as a whole was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, still, it's the Psycho Rangers. I don't know if it's capable of something being made with them that isn't awesome.
Well, they could try bringing the Psycho Rangers back again and see if that's still awesome. Bring them back for the Shin Kanger adaptation.
Hell yes.
It'll go well.
Well, see, if they keep the Shin Kanger plot point of the River of the Dead, they could just have the Psycho Rangers dug up from the bottom. The same way the Gaiark trio were. See? Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, so anything else you want to add to Countdown to Destruction?
I have one complaint about it, and I know I'm in the minority on this, but...
The Dark Fortress?
No. My complaint is, I really think Carone should have stayed dead.
But then she couldn't have come back next year.
Well, they would have done something else for that.
Well, they tried to do something else, and Carone was the backup plan. We can talk about that another time, though. No, actually, on the topic of people staying dead, we kind of glossed over the whole Darkonda thing.
Who?
That guy with the extra lives?
And the creepy face?
Doesn't narrow it down much.
With the Kliptor a couple times.
I remember Kliptor.
The spiky guy?
With the spikes? Blank hair.
The guy who shot a couple of Spiral Saber toys at Dark Spectre to blow him up?
Not ringing a bell.
Now you're just doing this to be impertinent.
Yeah, I am.
Spiral Saber toys that we never got over here, damn it.
If we got them, they would have been one-fifth the size anyway.
For in space?
Yep.
Well, the Astro Blaster toy was shrunk.
From the Japanese toy?
I don't know, I never had the Japanese toy. But you can see, actually, in Countdown to Destruction, you can see in one or two shots, Red Ranger is holding the toy Astro Blaster instead of a prop.
Yeah.
And it's comedically tiny in his hand.
Well, yeah, but the weapons that were fitted to the Quantum Quadra Fighter, is that what those, or whatever the fighters were, that was the planet-destroying missile? Yeah, the Velocifighters. That the planet-destroying missiles were the Bandai toy Spiral Sabers.
Well, they had to use what they had on hand.
Yeah, but still,
and it's not like,
they
were sending those to the stores,
the
right?
Saber toy that annoyed me.
Yeah.
Stupid safety reasons.
Eh. Same reason we could never get a Rita figure. Big spiky drills, you know. What?
What?
But yeah, blowing up Dark Spectre. Kind of. Huh?
He looked... Dark Spectre doing a weird little jig before he blew up. I've always found that hilarious.
He should have ripped off his leg like Unicron.
And I never really got the impression Dark Spectre was supposed to be the size of a planet. Because he was never actually represented as such.
He never really had much to scale him against.
Yeah, I always got the impression that he's more of house-sized.
Or at least, like, double Megazord size or something.
Maybe he's like Galactus. He's whatever size he wants to be.
I thought that was Galvatron.
I think you're thinking of your mom again.
Unless you mean he's house-sized and that he's the size of Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie? Oh, that house size. Ha, okay. Yeah. Humor.
Yes, thank you. That's the joke.
See, now I want the Dark Spectre costume to come back and star in a medical drama.
Start finding ways to be an asshole to everyone.
But he has to walk with a
cane. Next season of Grey's Anatomy.
He has to walk with a cane, though.
Well, yeah, because now he's been blown up. Well, he's been blown up and... Or actually, no, this... Or maybe, no, have it not be Dark Spectre. Have it just be another guy who looks like...
exactly
Batox's
like...
Fox's fiancé.
Malagor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was even mentioned in the... It was even lampshaded in the series.
In, like, the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you look just like Malagor.
Well, has anyone ever told... And has anyone ever told you that you look just like my fiancé? Or something like that. Still, that I like that they went ahead and just lampshaded it right out of the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This proof that Diva Talks is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so Darkonda shoots the spiral saber toy into Dark Spectre. Dark Spectre starts to blow up. But then he comes back just long enough to eat Darkonda.
Well, comes up long enough to swallow the other spiral saber.
No, he didn't swallow that. It just exploded harmlessly against
his
skin.
Well, he shoots the other spiral saber. Well, he...
Actually, anyway, there's only one spiral saber missile.
Mm.
I believe the other one was just a normal Velocifighter.
Just a normal Velocifighter spiral saber?
Yeah, it wasn't the planet-destroying kind. It was of the same magnitude as the shots that, took down the Mega Winger.
Yeah.
So obviously those Velocifighters are insanely powerful anyway.
Nah, it's a Mega Winger.
Even though they don't actually do anything productive at any other point during the series.
The Mega Winger is not like regular Winger in that it just sucks.
No, I think I know what the problem was. For the whole series, the Velocifighters were armed with anti-douche weaponry. So, once they came in contact with the Mega Winger, it was all Zane's fault, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, if they got Tommy in the Mega Winger, they would have been fine.
But no, Dark Spectre eats Darkonda, and then finally explodes, and his corpse rains down all over the Earth.
Nothing. I'm sure it didn't hit anybody.
Nobody important.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody at all died during this whole thing.
Well,
they probably just all landed in Texas.
See, what it should have been then was for the next series, even though it was set in space again, that all the Dark Spectre pieces that rained down on Earth created a new batch of evil monsters.
That would have been cool.
Thus making Zordon's sacrifice pretty much as meaningless as it was anyway. all Zordon really did was wipe out the really bad dudes and made room for a...
In the immediate vicinity.
Right. And then he made room for a whole new set of not quite so bad, but still pretty bad guys to step up and fill the empty spaces.
It's like when you kill a mafia crime boss, you create a power vacuum.
Exactly. I mean,
but
a guy like...
have the proper amount of suction.
Your
a
mom?
Guy like... A guy like Scorpius would never have been able to rise into power otherwise. Because somebody would have just come along and hit him with some bug spray.
Or come up behind him and hit him and squash him.
Right. With a blunt sword.
Yeah, Scorpius has always kind of reminded me of the typical Metal Heroes villain that is usually immobile. usually part of a building.
Good planning with that. No, part of a building, not the size of a building.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Like season one Grimlord. Part of the building. He can't move from there.
Right. He got better in the second season, though.
That's typical Metal Heroes big bad.
He got better later, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, half these guys we get in the later series would never have been able to rise into any kind of prominence if any of the original guys were still around. They just kind of suck too bad. Look at Master Org.
we have to.
Exactly.
Who?
Shut up.
From Wild
Real
Force.
Master Org or Fake Master
Org? Oh, I didn't
Master
watch Wild
Org.
Force.
Well, Fake Master Org kind of makes the point even better. You know, one of the guys in local space would just come along and smacked him back into place if they were still around.
Yeah.
Like Goldar. Or maybe Squat.
Well, I was going to say, which Goldar? Season 1 Goldar, Season 2 Goldar, or Zeo Goldar?
They could all kick Master Org's ass.
Pretty much.
Whatever happened to Babu? He's disappeared, didn't he?
I think he stayed with Master Vile.
Okay.
Actually, so in Squat, he didn't come back in the RV either. In Serpentera Mark 2.
It also ran out of gas.
No.
No, Serpentera Mark 2 seemed to be pretty efficient. They didn't have to refuel it once the whole time they were up there. See, that's what Countdown of Destruction was missing. The motorhome.
Yeah.
Wonder if that got disintegrated.
See, you know, suddenly Forever Red makes a lot more sense to me. What happened was that after they took off in Serpentera to go stay with Master Vile, while they were there, they rebuilt Serpentera into the RV so that it wouldn't run out of power so often. And then they eventually ended up abandoning it on the moon. And that's what the Machine Empire remnants found and built back into the smaller, suckier Serpentera.
Well, it didn't run out of power, so I wouldn't exactly say suckier.
Well, they installed
it. Got taken down by a motorbike.
Yeah. Well, it got taken
and
down by a motorcycle.
Collision.
It got taken down by a motorcycle given to the Red Ranger by the Animarian equivalent of God. So, I mean, there's levels here, you know.
And plus, again, it didn't run out of power.
Well, didn't they install one of their neo-plutonium things in it as a power source?
Mm. So are you saying that the Wild Force Red Ranger cycle was like a holy artifact?
Something like that, yeah.
Did we have this discussion on one show?
Probably.
We might have talked about them Forever Red, but I don't remember learning about the Red Ranger's cruise around on the Shroud of Turin or nothing.
The bike's probably
if the bike was given to him by Animus, you know. What?
He's saying the bike's probably just wound up in a crate in a warehouse somewhere, never to be found again.
Right. Like Alpha.
Until George Lucas decides to mess everything up.
No, like Alpha.
Oh. I thought we were talking about Indiana Jones 4.
Paladin.
What?
Okay, so do you have anything else to talk about here? We're kind of running off in different directions.
Do we need to mention again how awesome Bulk and Skull are in this?
Yes. Mickey?
For further info, see our entire episode devoted to Bulk and Skull.
Unfortunately, I don't remember which episode that was, so I can't, like, refer to it directly.
Yeah, speaking of which, on the website, is there... Everything's listed in reverse order. There's got to be like an easier way to have like a table of contents or something added to that.
I don't know. Ask Kilby. He runs the website.
I'll have to remember to do that.
It's his problem, not mine. You guys are my problem.
And you're ours.
Yep. And order is maintained throughout the universe.
Right.
Thanks to Zordon's energy wave. That did basically nothing.
He could have just given him a regular wave if he had hands.
Oh, well, I'm sure it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Though, of course, the one thing that I will never forget the wave for, it took Diva Talks from us.
Well, she was still pretty awesome and good, too, because she started floating about like a fairy, like she was high on something.
High on life, Mickey.
Kill her
high
like
on
the
life.
Others, it just made her slightly less awesome, probably.
I wish we would have got... We would have seen Purified Zed or Rita or Diva Talks again at some point.
Wasn't Purified Rita in Mystic Force?
True.
In a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
In a really convoluted, badly executed nod to previous continuity, yes.
And badly dubbed. That's the important part.
Well, yes, I'm sure that was
Disney
on purpose.
Era.
Well, it was intentionally badly dubbed.
I just said I'm sure they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about for next week we go into some Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers?
Are we going to adaptation decay that?
Do any of the episodes... Well, okay, for one thing, I don't think there's any subtitled episodes of Kaku Ranger available.
That sucks.
Which would be kind of a stumbling point.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, like, it's not as much that... And plus, it's not really adapting any plots or anything, so you can't say much to Kate about it. It's just using the footage.
Right. Yeah, adaptation decay is really for, like, later series where stories were lifted.
Starting with Time Force, but I mean, that wasn't really decay.
That was pretty much just, like, a lateral move. Yeah. There wasn't really any decay or distillation.
No, I'd say it was distillation. Vernon Wells.
Okay, for the parts where he was around, maybe so. You know, he wasn't there all the time. And part of the time he was there, he wasn't really acting awesome. Mostly just kind of, you know, berserk. But no, not adaptation decay this time. What?
So
what do we watch relating to the Alien Rangers?
Let's see, what would be good?
How about that Hog Day Afternoon or whatever it was called?
Well, do we want to jump right to the end of the Alien Rangers?
Is that the end?
Yeah, that was the last
two. I might be
two.
A little bit confused because I haven't seen any of the Alien Rangers.
Yeah, Hog Day Afternoon was the last episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Well, Mickey, you could watch all of Alien Rangers, and then we can just talk about the whole thing.
All six episodes?
That
seven?
Was eight.
Ten.
Okay.
I
could not.
Now, one thing that I've always... Now, the NBC station that's up in Tulsa, for whatever reason, their weather logo looks just like the Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers logo.
That's because the Alien Rangers logo is almost as generic as you can possibly get. It's a circle with a lightning bolt through it.
Isn't that a Nazi symbol?
Probably.
I thought it was Flash.
Flash Gordon? Is a Nazi?
Flash Gordon? Savior of the Universe?
Let's see what's good. Part of me is inclined to go with Attack of the 60-Foot Bulk.
Sure, I like Bulk.
But on the other hand, I'm thinking to just do the first two episodes of Alien Rangers.
Yeah, sadly, Attack of the 60-Foot Bulk is never going to live up to its name.
That's true. It really doesn't.
But it's directed by him, so...
But still, you would... To really be... To live up to the name Attack of the 60-Foot Bulk, you would need... Bulk as fighting the Megazord suit.
This is why I say we need more American Zord footage.
Yeah.
Attack of the 60-Foot Bulk sounds like a documentary about your mom.
The early years. Before she got bigger.
So maybe we should do the Alien Rangers of Aquitar two-parter.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And possibly the, though, of course, we might want to do the Alien Rangers Zeo Rangers crossover at some point.
Yes, but not now.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not ever.
Yeah, maybe not.
But yeah, the one thing that I've always liked about that crossover is that King Mondo f***ed it up for him and for Rita.
Oh, I mean, almost a whole episode without any F-bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it on purpose.
Where Mondo couldn't let the Rangers be destroyed. No, he had to have his monster do it. And whoops, it's not indestructible anymore. And whoops, that means that Dreadon Zed's monster isn't indestructible anymore.
Well, computers aren't very smart. And since Mondo was like steam powered or something, I don't even think he was as smart as a computer.
Yeah.
Okay, so Alien Rangers next week?
Sure.
Sounds like a plan.
A really bad plan.
Do we have any others?
Mine.
What's your plan?
Oh, they're just not bad, that's all I'm saying.
Do you ever have a plan?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, there's my Sailor Moon plan.
Well, that wasn't that good. I didn't even watch that.
There's the music episode.
I thought that was my idea.
It's still better than my plan.
What's your plan for it, Max?
Catch two teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills.
That's not a plan. That's a punishment. Something that none of us have done wrong.
We've made this show, haven't we?
Yeah, but that's like a misdemeanor. That's like
we pay for making the show every week by making the show.
It's both the crime and the punishment.
I love it when a plan comes together.
And Paladin never has any plans at all.
This one was my plan.
And, you know, you didn't even provide us with a Megazord review for this week.
You hijacked my talents for Radio Free Cybertron instead.
And you couldn't find 5 minutes to record a second review?
No.
Well, whatever. That's okay, Fortmax saved us with a review of his own.
I'll do one for the Alien Reindeer stuff, though.
Do you just have... Yeah, do you have the Battleborgs?
No, but I have everything else from then.
Well, it's no good without the Battleborgs.
Yeah, fuck the Borgs.
What was the point of the Battleborgs? They didn't do anything.
It's a Kaku Ranger thing.
I know, but they were lame. They didn't combine or transform or nothing. They were just were.
They ate time.
I guess.
As I recall, the Battleborgs, or whatever they originally were in Kaku Ranger, were an intermediate state that they could transform into to fight on a large scale.
Hmm.
Kind of essentially lighter armored versions of the individual Shogun Zords. Sort of. Yeah. But there aren't any subs to check to make sure that they're not, that someone just isn't making shit up, so...
We should start making shit up.
We're not already?
I don't know.
Instead of making shit up, let's wrap shit up.
Okay.
It's the most intelligent thing we've said all night.
In, like, 2 hours of recording. This is going to be a mess to do. As usual. Okay, so any last thoughts here?
I need liquor.
Well, we know that. Anything else?
He's also out of pills.
That's Paladin.
And it's accurate.
Anything at all?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Did I mention that I saw the Armored Rangers 4-inch figures at Walmart?
No.
No.
Yeah, I found them at a Walmart in Georgia.
You should have mentioned that like 2 hours ago.
I just remembered.
And now nobody will ever hear about it because probably nobody ever gets to the end of the show.
Nobody ever makes it past the opening of the show.
Well, that's why I started putting the best parts of the show in the opening.
So then they can watch that and then stop?
Right.
No, you're supposed to put the best parts, put things that suggest the best parts right before the ads.
Yeah, but if I do that, then I know nobody's ever going to hear them anyway.
Maybe we should start seeing we're an award-winning podcast to see if more people listen to us.
But first we'd have to award ourselves some award. Otherwise it's false advertising.
No, we can make up some kind of award.
Yeah. Maybe we should get an Emmy. Who do we have to pay for an Emmy?
We could probably get a Grammy just by asking for one.
Or the Teen Choice Awards.
Maybe Fort Max could use his Twilight fan base to get us into the Teen Choice Awards.
And his Australian accent.
Or probably we could, next time someone we know's in New York, probably just have him get one from The Daily Show. They're probably running out of room to keep those things.
Okay, so I think that'll be our show for this week.
Hooray.
We're sorry.
About time. Not as sorry as your mom.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production.
Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.